Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Omega Leadership Series show. We are live in studio again this week with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones. Welcome, Lori Beth.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to be here.
It's always great to be here talking about something that you have to say, that's for sure. We are looking at your chapter, Know That Your Ladder Is Secure, out of Jesus Life Coach. In the section of balance, we've moved through focus, and now we are at balance, something that I don't think any of us have a handle on, particularly fires.
Right. What does that look like?
Yeah, hardly ever. But this chapter is kind of interesting about which wall we're leaning on, which ladder we're climbing, what is that space that we're trying to do by ourselves without having balance. So we're eager to hear from the expert on this topic. So lead away.
Well, I don't know about expert. You know, they say that you teach what you need to learn. So for wind fires, balance isn't always easy. The story that I start with in this chapter is about a friend and I that went to the New Mexico State Fair. And we took our hands at, you know, she tried the ring toss and lost, and then I tried the sharpshooter contest and lost. And then we saw one that was called the Pirate's Ladder. And it was a 12-foot ladder at a slight angle, and all you had to do was climb it and get to the top. And mm-hmm. we thought, well, how hard can that be? So she went first, and she took two steps up and immediately flipped over. It was a rope ladder. And I wasn't even going to try. And so the guy said, he asked her, he said, do you want me to hold the ladder for you? And she said, I don't know. And he said, well, it's not that hard. Watch. So he did it. He did it going backwards. He did it on his knees. He made it look so easy. So finally she said, okay, hold the ladder. So he held the ladder for her, and she made it all the way up. And I asked him, I said, how could you do that on your knees and going backwards and standing straight up? And he lifted up his T-shirt and showed his six-pack abs, you know, and he said, balance isn't in your head, it's in your gut. And because it was very difficult to balance on a tenuous rope ladder.
Right.
So I thought, you know, there were two lessons there. One is that when someone's holding the ladder for you, you can cross. There's confidence, you're not worried, you're not as worried that you're going to fall. And also that the lesson is that balance is really in your gut, that no amount of information is going to give you the courage that you need to walk that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a powerful statement, I think, in this chapter where you talk about that very fact, that it's not more knowing, right? It's not more knowledge. It's not more, I got to sit with that one for a second.
Well, I was reading an article in the Harvard Business Review today about strategic planning.
Hmm.
And they said that if people just look at the status quo, a lot of people think strategic planning is about looking at the status quo and then trying to do something different or reinforcing the status quo. And he said that one of the main questions that you need to ask is not what should we do, but what do we need to think about in order to make a new reality happen? Mm-hmm. So he said you have to reframe the choice, and sometimes it isn't what truth do you know, but what would you need to know to feel confident? So you take it down a layer. It's not what do you know, because then the proponents, they say, well, this is never going to happen. And they're, you know, then there's an attack and defense mode that doesn't move forward. But if someone says, let's say that this was possible, what would you need to know in order to feel mm-hmm. confident about this direction?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a brilliant way of helping a team get balance, because he said if you have someone who is really against something that's, you know, a direction, then the group might override them, but they will undermine it.
Mm.
And he said, so strategy sometimes needs to be an inch wide and a mile deep, that you have to go very deep into the culture and hear all those objections and bring all of those up. And then the next step is you put that person in charge of getting the results. Then you do a mini test and they get to design a test.
Hmm.
And he said, it's amazing. You would think that they would make it really easy, but they realize that everybody else is testing their physicians too. So he said that it's an automatic leveling of the playing field.
Hmm.
And he uses the example of Procter & Gamble, that they had this oil of Olay, and it was perceived as an old lady's cream.
Right.
But they wanted to do something with it. And so they did this strategic planning and started saying, you know, what do we not know that we need to know? And one of the best lines in that article was that the status quo itself is dangerous.
Mm.
There is risk even in the status quo, and sometimes more. And I think with balance, how that relates to balance, we tend to think if we can just keep things the way they are,
mm-hmm.
I can keep my balance. But what's happening underneath you is that your rigidness is undermining the relationship, or the world is changing underneath you, and you think you're going to keep that printing press no matter what.
And, no.
And then Henry Ford said that you can't always ask the public what they want, because they would have said faster horses. You know, so it's that combination of being the visionary and seeing what's possible, and then getting the team around it so that they begin to ask questions: what other alternative universes could we create? What would we need to know to have confidence in this direction? What tests can we design that are going to, you know, quickly eliminate things that don't work? And then once we agree, then we can move forward. So when they did this process with oil of Olay, they found that there was a significant group of people that were aging, and so then they didn't know how to price it, because the department stores wanted the $50 creams, and they were used to selling out at Walgreens, you know, at the $10 creams. And so they tested it, and the $12.99 did very well. The $18.99 did very well. The $15.99 just didn't do anything.
Interesting.
So what they found is that people were willing to pay $18.99 because they thought, well, this must be the nicest cream on the shelf. It must have something that the others don't. Whereas the $12.99, they were already used to paying that. So they designed a three-part test, and now that product and the ones that have come out, $2.5 billion for Procter & Gamble.
Wow.
And it was, you know, perceived as an old lady's cream.
Mm.
But they did the smart work. You know, they did the alternate universes and...
Very interesting.
Yeah, so in balance, I'm sure you're going to show me how that relates.
Well, I was just about to ask you and kind of circling around that with you, because I do think it's significant to balance, because we're always trying to think strategically if we're climbing the ladder, right?
Right.
So I think one side of that is, that you pointed out, is an inch deep and a mile wide. I think that's the significant.
An inch wide and a mile deep. Yeah.
Is significant in the balance area. Like, how do you dig a trench like that?
Right. Well, you have to spend time, and that's what they're saying. Lazy managers, they want to go on a retreat, they want to throw a bunch of stuff on a wall, and then say, okay, let's execute this, and they do stuff that's maybe slightly harder than what they did last year,
mm-hmm.
and they think that they've got a strategy. But if your strategy is only pointing to the status quo, then you are at bigger risk than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And if the new possibility doesn't make you so uncomfortable that you can't sleep that night, then you're also at risk.
Mm. Explain that a little bit.
Well, because I think strategic moves can't always be just incremental, you know, particularly when there's a lot of upheaval. A 2%, turning up the hose 2%, it's not going to put the fire out when the fire is beyond control. So you need to match the strategic challenge to the times and the cost of not doing anything. And, you know, the other thing, the MIT study showed that the change initiatives that succeeded were when the people ultimately asked themselves, what will happen if we do not do this?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's always been a powerful question, I think, that you've asked, too, at different times.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen if we do not do this?
And the other thing I read today, I spent 2.5 hours at the Coronado Library. I read 18 magazines, or skimmed them, but one was on the Writer's Digest, and it said, How to Build Suspense in a Novel. And this one writers gave a really good way to do it. You take the main character and you clearly identify what she most wants in all the world, and then you threaten to take it away from her. And that's the story, you know? And so maybe that relates to balance. You know, maybe the waters just want peace more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
What's threatening to take that away? Maybe the fires want results more than anything. What's threatening that? The status quo,
mm-hmm.
apathy. But I just thought about that, and that's the basis of all good dramatic tension stories. And life is a story. We're here to live a story,
mm-hmm.
right? Not just float around in a box.
Wow. I'm looking here in the chapter. Towards the end of the chapter, you said that Paul said that all things work together for good, for the good that those who that love God according to His purpose, and that Paul is reminding us that if we ask God, God will indeed hold the ladder for us as we make our way toward the goal. You know, that's a beautiful image. I don't think I've ever really thought of that passage that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way that you framed it. And I wonder, in balance, in looking for balance, you know, do we turn to God enough, or our relationship with Christ enough, to ask those things, to create balance? You know, we just get kind of in a tizzy, and then we're like, oh, I'm out of balance, I'm out of control. You know, what am I going to do? Well, I'm just going to give up these three things on my list, or I'm going to get more focused over there. But do we really ask God to hold the ladder? That was powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, that scripture, be still and know that I am God. And I'm thinking about be still and that presence. And, you know, my dog, Roo, I think I was telling you the other day, you cracked up. I said, he's not a dog, he's a drape. Because no matter where I am, he can drape himself across me so that the maximum part of him is touching the maximum part of me, whether it's around my neck or down my leg or on my arms or whatever. And he does that with company too, you know,
mm-hmm.
that comes over. And it's that stretching out in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does that, and he'll sometimes go like that.
The release.
He'll sigh, that release.
Yeah.
And do we do that every day?
Mm-hmm.
Stretch out in the presence of God.
Right. Great question. You have some questions at the end of this chapter, too, that I thought were insightful. What pirate's ladder are you facing? That's a great question.
Right.
Tell us why you chose that, framing it as a pirate's ladder.
Well, there's danger. I mean, there's Captain Hook, and there's crocodiles, and there's pirates, and there's treasure on the other side. And
mm-hmm.
Something is making you climb it because something is chasing you.
Mm.
So I think that's how many of us feel all the time.
Like the golden ladder, you know, to the golden parachute, to the rainbow of gold.
Mm-hmm.
We're fascinated by that.
Right, right. The climb.
Climb. Are you trying to do it alone? That was another great question. You know, I think often the answer, at least for me, would be yes. You know, as a fire, it's like I'm trying to do it all at the same time, alone.
Right.
How do we combat that for balance?
Well, I think taking God with us, remembering that, first of all, and then realizing that you have to have a team.
Mm.
You know, Jesus had a team.
There's those people again.
There's those.
Well, give us your final thoughts here as we wrap up. Is your ladder secure? Talking about balance.
Well, I think that we need to keep climbing,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we need to not look down and just drape ourselves over the heart of God as we move forward. It's one step at a time. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. Thank you, Lori Beth, for another great show here on Jesus Life Coach, about Jesus Life Coach. Thank you for sharing. And next week, I understand you will be in Dallas working, so we will not hear from you. But we'll be back the following week to share more, okay?
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.